We like to say that the world comes home to Toronto. It's certainly true in the artistic world. Some of the world's best plays find themselves presented on our stages. That is what our theater critic Lynn Slotkin explored this week. Soulpepper is offering a production of the play called Travesties by the internationally renowned British writer Tom Stoppard. Meanwhile, Harbourfront's World Stage Festival presents the acclaimed South African play Tsepong. Lynn has returned from seeing both shows. She's with us to tell us all about them. Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Let's start with Travesties. What's this all about?
Let me just give you the definition of the word travesty.
Yes.
It's, quote, a burlesque translation or literary or artistic imitation, usually grotesquely incongruous in style, treatment, or subject matter, quote. This is a perfect way of summing up the play. It was written in 1974 by Tom Stoppard, as you say, mm-hmm. of Shakespeare in Love fame. That's where people might know him more, better. To me, he's just this endless, wonderful playwright. Travesties is a perfect example of his linguistic gymnastics and his vaulting imagination. He's put us in Zurich in 1917. Stoppard places James Joyce, the Irish writer, Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, and Tristan Tzara, the founder of Dadaism, in Zurich at the same time, even in the same library. Mm. The events are recalled by Henry Carr, a minor diplomat with a hazy memory, but a wild facility with language. So we have discourses on art, politics, literature, Dadaism, revolution, and the importance of servants. And as if this wasn't challenging enough, Stoppard has riffs on the play The Importance of Being Earnest and Joyce's Ulysses. The clarity of the story is less important than the language games that Stoppard plays. He never met a pun that he wouldn't want to lob in our direction. And if we don't get the literary illusion immediately, there are 10 more coming at us that we will get. And I sort of liken it to Seinfeld for the intellectual, but don't be afraid of the word intellectual.
Or Seinfeld.
Or
that
Seinfeld.
Example.
Very funny.
The European story, how does it do in Canadian hands?
You know, I think this is Soulpepper at its best. They get into the meat and humor of this difficult play and they just fly. It's directed with wit and care by Joseph Ziegler. And since wit infuses this play, it's fitting that it also spills into the production. The cast is masterful in realizing all the intricacies of the play, led by Diego Matamoros as Henry Carr. Matamoros has an easy grace, a furrowed brow, and a look of confusion that's rather endearing. He just weaves Stoppard's meandering lines around and around like a spider with a bad sense of direction until he comes to a clear conclusion like a masterful pilot landing an airplane on ice. Mm. As Joyce, David Storch is a bundle of invention right down to pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Literally. From Christina Podubiak's set to the accomplished cast, the production just takes you into this wild world of Stoppard. You know, don't look for rhyme or reason, even though he does rhyme a lot of it. Just go with the flow.
That's Travesties. What about Tsepong?
Tsepong. Tsepong means hope. And now for something completely different.
Indeed.
Let me tell you. This is a play and production from South Africa. It's written and directed by Laura Foot Newton. It's based on a true story that shocked the nation because of its harrowing nature. Foot Newton doesn't dwell on the actual act, although we find out about it halfway through the show. Rather, she focuses on the long journey to forgiveness and redemption. And there are two characters in this play, Simon, who narrates the story, and Ruth, who is almost silent, consumed by guilt and what happened.
So how does this production do?
Yeah, I'll go anywhere, I tell you, anywhere to see a production by director, writer, Laura Foot Newton. Harbourfront was close.
Yes.
I was very grateful for that. With a simple set of a bed, a pile of sand, a few props, she creates the world of grinding poverty, ignorance, guilt, and forgiveness. The almost silent Ruth wanders aimlessly around the set. A small child's bed is strapped to her back with a blanket. The bed is empty. She obsessively spreads sand back and forth from a large pile. Her look of sorrow breaks your heart. As Ruth, non Saba Constance Didi is compelling. Simon is our narrator, big, animated, boisterous, and mesmerizing while he is telling the details of the story. As Simon, Mensadisi Shabangu delicately takes us on this emotional journey, never backing away from the hardness of the story, never tipping or overplaying his hand. Both are gripping, and heart-squeezing in their performances.
Obviously, two very different productions. Are they, would they appeal to different audiences, briefly?
I think that not necessarily, because they are for people who love good theater. They are for people who love a challenge, vaulting language, emotional storytelling. Fantastic, both of them.
Wow. Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.